Hey there, welcome to First Five. If you're looking for encouragement, you came to the right place. Let's dive in. Have you ever struggled with wanting to be perfect? Like, have you ever struggled with wanting everything to be just ever so perfect? Like, you know, ever struggled with this concept of keeping up appearances so that you can appear perfect, that your life is perfect, that your circumstances are perfect, that your work is perfect? Have you ever struggled with perfection? I know I have. I think all of us, to a certain extent, have struggled in the area of wanting to be perfect, especially in this Instagrammable TikTok age. I believe that perfection, or the burden of perfection, comes up more than we can possibly imagine because it's right in front of us on our screens. What is the perfect body type? What is the perfect husband? What is the perfect wife? What is the perfect boyfriend or girlfriend? What is the perfect student? What is the perfect everything? Like, the perfect family member, the perfect silly couple, whatever. Like, we have these pictures that seem perfect, these videos, these images, these examples to us that seem perfect. But it's important for us to realize that there is no one on earth who is perfect. The only person that has ever lived that is perfect is Jesus. Jesus is perfection. And so our aim in life is not actually perfection, it's progressing toward the mark of Jesus. We know that Jesus is perfect, and so the aim of our life, the trajectory of our life, is aimed at Jesus, acknowledging him as the perfect example of how to live this life out, but also acknowledging that we will never achieve that perfection. That's the beauty of walking with Christ. That's the grace of walking with Christ. And yet and still, we find ourselves in situations where we still feel the need to be perfect. Have you struggled with this before? Have you ever struggled with perfection? I think Paul speaks to this beautifully in Galatians 3. He really is getting after the Galatians again. I mean, he likes coming for their throats. It's just the truth of the matter. He's like, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who has cast an evil spell on you. For the meaning of Jesus Christ's death was made as clear to you as if you had seen a picture of his death on the cross." It's like, daggum, Paul. Okay, I see you. Verse 2 says, "Let me ask you this one question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by obeying the law of Moses?" Of course not. You received the Spirit because you believed the message you heard about Christ. So he's really setting this up, like the law and faith in Christ. He's setting up these two things. So check this out in verse 3. He says, "How foolish can you be? After starting your new lives in the Spirit, why are you now trying to become perfect by your own human effort?" I'm gonna read that again. "How foolish can you be? After starting your new lives in the Spirit, why are you now trying to become perfect by your own human effort?" That is so good. Because how many of us can relate to what Paul is accusing the Galatians of? That we have found new life in Jesus, and yet we still try to live to perfection. Here's the truth of the matter. The burden of perfection, the spirit of perfection, is only beckoned by your flesh. There is nothing in the Spirit of God that is calling perfection out of you. I want you to hear that. God knows you're not perfect. That's a good word for some of you today. That's a good word for my soul today. God knows that we're not perfect. That is why the grace of God exists. That's why the love and the kindness of God exists, because God knows we're not perfect. That's why he sent his son to die a death on the cross for the sins of the world, because we are not perfect. Paul says, "Hey, listen, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Every single one of us has lived in a world without perfection. And yet we have a God to look to who is perfect and gives us an example. And because of that, because of his grace, because of our belief in him, we don't have to live perfectly. We just have to be progressing each and every day toward the mark of Jesus, looking more and more like him. You're gonna mess up. Maybe you already have today. Maybe it was yesterday. Maybe it was a fight that you had with your spouse. there's a fight that you have with your siblings. Maybe you lied, maybe you cheated in a certain way. Maybe you said something that wasn't true. Maybe you said something you didn't mean out of uncontrollable anger. We're all gonna mess up. But the goal is not perfection. It's progressing toward what Christ has called us to do, who Christ has called us to be. So how foolish can we be? After starting our new lives in the flesh, why are we now trying to become perfect by our own human effort? I actually love what another translation says. It says it this way, where it says, are you so foolish having begun by the Spirit? Are you now being perfected by the flesh? Your flesh is not going to perfect you. Your human effort is not going to perfect you. You can strive, you can push, you can hustle, you can grind all you want. That's not going to make you perfect. The goal of our lives is to progress toward the mark of Jesus, who God has called us to be. So if you struggle with perfectionism, with needing everything to be just so, I want to release you from that today. Today is the day for you to step into the progression of your faith walk, not the perfection of your faith walk. If you struggle with everything needing to be a certain way, today is the day you get released from that. My prayer for you today is that you're released from that spirit of perfection that is beckoning, that is only being called out by your own flesh. That you would release yourself from the burden of perfection, and that you would allow God to give you a yoke that is easy and a burden that is light. His burden is so much lighter than any burden you could place on yourself. The burden of perfection is a crushing weight, but God offers rest. He offers rest for you, for what you're going through, for your situation, for your life. God wants you to find rest in Him, to progress toward Him, to rest in the fact that you are not perfect, but He is. And because of the sacrifice of Jesus, you can walk in step with Him each and every day, and you can stumble and still not fall. And even if you fall, you can get back up. Because of the grace of God, God is there to walk with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will be with you to the very end of the age. So as you're walking in this progression toward the mark of Christ, Christ is with you. You do not have to be perfect. You just have to progress forward. I really hope that this encouraged you today. We'll talk soon.